Hey there,
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, and welcome back to All Things Sensory. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica.
And we're about to drop a bomb on you today.
Episode 163 is all about...
Everyone has a sensory system. Okay, it's crazy. I know. It's crazy.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Are you positive?
Yes!
Everyone has a sensory system?
Everyone has a sensory system.
No way.
And we are going to tell you all about your sensory system, why it's important to be aware of your sensory system. We're just going to break it down and have some fun today.
Yes. So we get a lot of questions about how to incorporate sensory activities into the day, into your child's day. And so that's why we're like, but we all have a sensory system, so we all need sensory input, and we're all experiencing sensory input throughout the day, and we don't even realize it.
So we're going to make you realize how much sensory input you actually get throughout the day, how much sensory input your child gets throughout the day. And then we're also going to give you some tips for incorporating more sensory input into your normal routine. You know, I get this asked a lot. I share a lot about babies on my Instagram. And I had a question come in that said, how often should I give my child sensory input? And I'm like, you give it to them all the time.
Without even realizing it.
Well, you don't have to think about it. We want it to be second nature for all of you to realize, you know, you're chewing gum. Okay, you're getting a little bit of proprioceptive input here. You know, we want you to realize that sensory is happening all the time. It's not just a messy play activity. It's not just a sensory bin. There's so much more that goes into it. It's so beneficial for your behavior, your motor actions, or your movement, and just functioning happy.
Yeah. Once you realize the different sensory input you're getting throughout the day, the more you're going to be able to see how it affects your mood and your energy and all the things that are going on.
And you might even be able to replace some maybe not so great habits with sensory strategies and feel better throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Woo! Okay, so, let's drop that bomb.
With that being said, let's talk about just like a regular day for just a regular adult.
We are going to share like a normal routine, and we're going to share the sensory input that you are getting from these normal activities that you're doing during your day for a typical adult.
Okay, so you wake up in the morning, and the first sensory input you probably get is...
some visual input from the light.
Yep. Whether you turn a light on or you have natural light coming in, you're getting visual input from the lights.
You know, we could have reversed these too, because maybe your alarm goes off first.
Oh, that's fair.
You get some auditory input, and then you wake up and open the curtains and get that natural light.
Yes. So you're getting that auditory input, the visual input. Now, you're also at the same time getting tactile input from your clothes and your blankets on your bed. Maybe you're not wearing any clothes and you sleep naked, and that's totally fine. You're still getting tactile input from your blankets on your bed.
Yeah, and possibly some deep pressure from your weighted blanket, if you use a weighted blanket.
From Harkla, of course.
Yep. But you definitely do get that proprioceptive input from just laying down in your bed and feeling the mattress underneath you. And you're rolling and you're turning, and you're getting that deep pressure from that.
You're also going to get proprioceptive input when you stand up. Maybe you're getting some proprioceptive input from a hug from your child or your significant other.
So Daniel doesn't hug me in the morning.
Oh, that's so sad.
But Chuck does now, okay, so it's
good.
Fine.
Good. Logan and I always hug first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's cute.
You gotta do it. You gotta wake up and be like, good morning, I love you, good morning.
Oh, I love that.
Gotta do it.
I'm gonna start doing
gotta
that.
Gotta do
I'll
it.
Make Daniel hug me.
Good, do it.
Okay, so force the sensory input on him.
Yes, he needs it.
Okay, so you do get some vestibular input from the quick head position change of going from laying down in your bed to sitting and then standing.
You've got your interoception system working because you probably need a drink and you probably need to use the bathroom. I feel like this is pretty universal for everyone that you gotta go to the bathroom when you first wake up.
Yeah, and maybe you wake up starving like I do and you just have to get some food in your belly when you first wake up.
Yeah.
And then you're getting some oral input as well. And you're feeling the furry caterpillars on your teeth from a long night of not brushing your teeth. And another one, I obviously added this one to the list, is you're stretching your jaw from clenching it and grinding your teeth off.
You need a mouth guard.
I know.
All right, so that's a lot of sensory input when you first wake up. So you might be getting some olfactory input from whatever smells are in your bedroom.
Maybe your dog farted. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you wake up and the first thing you do is you diffuse some citrusy wake up type essential oils.
Yes. Okay.
So wake you up.
There we go. We got all eight senses in just waking up in the morning.
Dang, that's a lot. Now let's talk about your morning routine, what you're doing after you wake up and you get your day started.
Okay. So we'll start with some auditory input from your family, from your roommates, from the radio, the TV, music, birds chirping.
I was just going to say, even if you don't turn anything on when you are going through your morning routine, you're still going to have other noises in your environment. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of visual input throughout your morning routine, you know, lights in your house, light from outside, moving things around in your environment. You're looking and you're finding things in the fridge and you're cooking, and all of that is visual input.
Definitely some tactile input from the shower, from brushing your teeth, getting dressed, brushing your hair, eating breakfast, as well as some good tactile input to your mouth.
Yep. Oral, motor, and olfactory. So you're brushing your teeth, you're drinking coffee or tea, you're eating breakfast. Maybe you put on some good smelling lotion or perfume. Maybe your hair products have a smell.
Maybe you poop in the morning.
Maybe you poop in the morning. You know?
Yeah. Everyone does it.
Everyone does it. Everyone poos, you guys.
I can't believe that we are talking about this.
Well, we are OTs.
That's true. Yes. Okay. My favorite, you're going to get some proprioceptive input. Hopefully you're walking around barefoot. You're definitely going to get some input from the shower. Maybe you work out in the morning. Maybe you just do some push-ups on the floor just to get yourself going for the day.
For sure. You're getting vestibular input as you move through your environment. Maybe you're bending over to put your shoes on. You're tipping your head back in the shower. We just got all eight senses in your morning routine.
No, we forgot interoception.
Oh, interoception. Maybe you poo.
There you go. You're going to pee. You're going to poo. You're packing your lunch. Maybe you realize that it's really cold when you wake up in the morning and you turn your heat on for the day.
Yep. As you're eating breakfast, you need to be able to feel when you're full and you're all done eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
perfect.
So throughout the day, you're going to go about your business and get some auditory and visual input from noises in your environment, lights. Maybe you work in an office that has fluorescent lights, which are giving you a migraine. And there's people in your environment. Maybe you are driving and you have to see the traffic coming by so you don't, you know, run into anything.
Yeah, you have to look at the lights
and you have
the traffic lights.
Yeah, and maybe you jam out to some music in your car on the way to work.
Or you listen to our podcast.
I hope so. You listen to us talking about poo.
All right, you're getting tactile input throughout your day from your clothes. Maybe people bump into you. You're touching different things like a computer, a paper, a pencil, your water bottle. You're touching your food.
Did you say your clothing?
I think so.
Yeah, you actually have to modulate the input to your skin from your clothes constantly all day.
All day long.
And we're going to talk about how this is going to impact you if maybe one of these systems or multiple of these systems are kind of gone awry and you're struggling with that. So oral and olfactory input. So mouth and nose. You smell different things. Some people don't know that.
I know. It's just mouth and nose.
Okay, so maybe there are different smells in your office or at the coffee shop, and maybe you notice other people's perfume or the taste of your lunch and snacks and your soda water that you're drinking during your day.
We just want to take a minute and talk to you about our company, Harkla. Our mission at Harkla is to help those with special needs live happy, healthy lives. Not only do we accomplish this through the podcast, but we also have therapy products, easy-to-follow digital courses, and the Harkla Sensory Club to try to bring holistic care to you and your family.
Listeners of the All Things Sensory podcast get 10% off their first purchase at Harkla with the discount code SENSORY. We'd recommend checking out some of our best sellers like the Compression Sensory Swing, Weighted Blankets, or our course on sensory diets.
And here's the best part. 1% of each sale gets donated to the University of Washington Autism Center to support autism research and fund scholarships to families in need to receive in-clinic therapy for their child.
Learn more about Harkla and all we have to offer at harkla.co. That's harkla.co. And don't forget to use the discount code SENSORY to get 10% off your first purchase. That's SENSORY for 10% off.
And the best part is, all Harkla orders come with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping.
You really can't beat that.
No.
You can't. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, so you're getting a lot of proprioceptive input throughout your day from walking, sitting, standing. Maybe you work out. You get other people bumping into you. Maybe you're getting some good heavy work through lifting and carrying things. Maybe you're chewing gum, and so you're getting good oral proprioceptive input.
Yeah. Some more vestibular input. Once again, you're moving through your environment. You are turning your head left and right while you're driving. You're turning your head to look at someone. If you drop something, you're bending over to pick it up. You are spinning in your office chair.
Oh, 100% doing that.
That's what I'm doing right now. Bouncing on a therapy ball.
Yep.
Maybe you just decided to do a somersault to wake your body up in the middle of the day.
For sure. And interoception. You need to know when to use the bathroom. Know when you're hungry and thirsty. Dressing appropriately for the weather. Knowing if you stub your toe.
I'm just laughing because I'm so annoying. I don't know how Daniel's married to me. It's rainy here today, and Daniel was getting dressed to go to the office, and he had a vest and a t-shirt on. I'm like, oh, honey, it's cold outside. You need to dress appropriately for the weather.
What did he say?
No, I mean, he didn't. He just, you know, huffed and puffed at me. And
stop bossing me around.
Yes. I can't help it.
No, that's
what I noticed.
Totally fine. No, it's totally fine. Dress appropriately for the weather.
Yeah.
Okay, evening and bedtime sensory input.
All right.
Starts with auditory and visual, kind of all the same stuff, you guys. Lights, noises, TV, other people, animals.
Yeah, maybe you can't tune out all the background noises and it's crazy. Your house is wild and there's kids jumping and dogs barking and TV in the background and you're about to lose your mind.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Maybe you can't find your ingredients to make dinner in your crowded pantry. You have to find everything that you need.
Yeah. Tactile input throughout your evening and bedtime routine. You're changing your clothes. Maybe you're washing your face, brushing your teeth.
Yeah. Maybe you are washing dishes and putting dishes away and getting messy.
Yeah, soapy water.
Mm-hmm. Some oral and olfactory, some mouth and nose.
Mouth and nose.
You're having dinner, brushing your teeth again, hopefully diffusing some essential oils, cleaning up the house, and maybe you're having, I don't know why cleaning up your house was in there.
Well, because maybe your cleaners have a certain scent.
There you
to
go.
Them.
Yes. I was going to say maybe you have some dessert, you have some Funfetti cupcakes or a piece of chocolate.
I was just thinking if you take out the trash and it's a stinky trash, that happens to me a lot.
You know, taking out the trash is actually a great way to get some proprioceptive input.
That's
as well.
True, yes.
But again, you are maybe throwing a weighted blanket on you to go to sleep or to rest and get ready for sleep. Maybe your kids are jumping on you and maybe you're doing airplanes with them. You're roughhousing or wrestling. I mean, there's so many things.
So many things. And then vestibular, you're moving through your environment, sitting, standing, laying down.
Balancing. Yeah. I don't think we talked about balancing. You're going up the stairs and you have to keep your balance.
Balancing when you're getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Bending over to pick things up, put things away. So lots of vestibular input. And last one is interoception.
Mm-hmm. knowing to go to the bathroom before you get into bed, grabbing a drink of water, maybe setting up a glass of water on your nightstand just in case you're thirsty in the middle of the night.
Adjusting the temperature in your room so that it's just the right temperature to fall asleep.
Maybe noticing if your stomach hurts and maybe you ate something icky during the day and you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have any more Funfetti cupcakes. My tummy hurts.
I've already eaten four.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's why we wanted to share this podcast episode with you. You know, when we were talking about tactile input, and I'd mentioned that you have to modulate that input on your body. You have to modulate the clothes on your body all day, every day. For someone who struggles with that, their brain can't turn that off. They can't forget that they're wearing clothes. Like you and I, just sitting right here, we're wearing clothes. I'm not thinking about it.
Nope, not at all.
But for someone who struggles to modulate that tactile input, all they're going to think about is the tag that's itching them on their shirt, or the seams in their socks, or the fact that their pants are too tight around their waist.
Yep.
So that is our goal here, is to help you realize y'all have a sensory system. Y'all need to be aware of it.
You experience a ton of sensory input throughout your day.
Be aware of how you modulate it and how you process it. Do you have an appropriate adaptive response, or are you struggling in certain areas?
And figuring out why. Is it because there's too much noise at the office? Is it because
fluorescent lights at the office?
Fluorescent lights. Is it because something stinks in your house? Is it because you need to take out the trash and then you'll be fine?
Yeah. And think about your emotional connection with these senses. When the fluorescent lights are in the office, are you getting mad? Are you getting a headache when there's different noises in the background? Are you screaming at your kids when your kids are eating food that you don't like and you can't tolerate? Are you getting mad? Are you getting stressed out or anxious? I just feel like there's so many ways that things get misdiagnosed as anxiety or ADHD or what, you know, I'm
just any of them.
Anything that you can get diagnosed with these days.
It's
not funny, but what's funny is that your sensory system plays such a big role in
100%.
That. And you can be struggling with certain things that might seem like a full diagnosis, but they might be symptoms. Your sensory system not processing. And
yeah.
I just think it's so important.
It is. It is so important. We need to put our sensory goggles on. We need to look at all the experiences we go through in the day, and then identify the different sensory experiences that our children have, and figure out which sensory experiences are causing adverse reactions, and see what strategies you can then implement to help process that sensory information easier.
And just to wrap up, you'll realize and you'll empathize with people and children and other individuals who struggle to process sensory input once you put those sensory goggles on and you realize just how much your brain is actually doing that you don't even think about, you don't know about. And it comes second nature to you, and that's pretty awesome. But for some people, it doesn't. And for those people, we need to empathize and do as much as we can to help.
Mic drop. That's it. That's all we got. That was a good end.
Yeah.
Right there.
All right. Let us know your thoughts on this. If you were shocked to hear that everyone has a sensory system, let us know.
Let us know. Yeah. Want to know how many people, you know, we're helping. And I do challenge you to walk through your child's day, kind of like what we just did, and identify the different sensory experiences they're having.
Yeah. Let us know if there are any sensory quirks that you identified in yourself as an adult that you didn't realize were sensory quirks.
Yep. Let us know your thoughts.
That is why we ask all of our podcast interviewees what their sensory quirks are.
Yep.
And a lot of them were like, oh.
Well, and actually a lot of them too are like, wait, what is that? What is a sensory quirk? Uh-huh. So we're just spreading the message that everyone has them.
We are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes, or message us on our Instagram account.
which is at @Harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla, whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings. The discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.